You know, going into the game, we know we can't hurt ourselves with turnovers, and obviously we did that with the. It ended up with be four or five, whatever it may end up be, but we got the ball in the scoring zone a couple of times. We don't come away with anything, and we turn the ball over. They make the big play before halftime, and we come out in the second half. We get the ball right back, and we end up with no points there because of another turnover. So that's, you know, the difference in the football game. We don't have a chance to pout about it. We got to get ready to go. As disappointing as it could be, and I don't know if I've ever been there, it's a disappointing football game today. Hurt ourselves with penalties from the very first play offensively to a penalty in the first drive defensively. And those things we can't have. So, again, things where we hurt our own self today. They played a good football game. We didn't play good enough to beat them today.
When you don't come away with anything, how much of an emotional toll does that take?
Well, again, I don't know. That doesn't matter. You know, it's the key is, you know, looking at it play by play, series by series, that's what counts, and getting better.
I know you'll have to break the plays down specifically, but Andy doesn't throw interception, he doesn't turn the ball over. How
Well, two were off tip balls, and the other one, you know, LaFell gets grabbed. I don't know if that has an effect on the play, but Brandon gets tackled when he makes the break on the play. I don't know if that affects the play whatsoever, but, you know, those things, you know, the other tip balls, and sometimes the ball bounces your way on those, sometimes it doesn't, and theirs happen to both bounce right to them.
There's ever a week to have a short week.
We get a chance to do that. I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed. It's a.
Andy's been through games like that before, turnovers and things like that, and he kind of knows the drill, but what do you say to him after a performance like that?
Well, I haven't said anything yet. Let me look at it and see. And again, it's just things we need to do better. Obviously, again, we got to do a better job. If we have to get to moving, whatever we got to do, but we can't have the tip balls like we had. They played a big part in the football game, no doubt today. You know, one was off of an action. Linebacker got up, got a hand on it, goes up in the air. The other one was, you know, there, we're right in his face, and tips up there at the goal line. Well, we had three penalties that in the drive, and so that kept the drive alive. We kept the drive alive for them in that case, unfortunately. We stopped them twice and had penalties on third downs.
On each of the running backs' first carry, there's a significant gain for each of them, but obviously couldn't really sustain. What did you see or not see?
I can't tell you now. That's a long time ago. Anything else?
The offensive line play, how concerning was that today?
I don't know. Let me look at the tape. I can't tell you. You know, again, some things aren't necessarily always the effect of the line. I know we had a couple pressures that we don't want to have. A couple times we got to move and get rid of the football because they're in the drop eight situation and run us down and took the ball.
Trey can't make it for Thursday. Are you going to stick with TJ?
Well, I can't tell you that now. Any other things?
Coach, when things are going that bad offensively, who's your guy on the sidelines to help lift people up?
Well, I think when things are going bad, you know, it's got to be the entire group. I don't know if it can be one person. You know, I think it's up to the quarterback first off. I think it's up to the group up front to carry the way. You know, AJ carries the way. We've got to have it from everybody. And, you know, you got to, you know, their job is to move the football and score points, and we didn't do a very good job of it today.